is a recurring theme in the Chazanish. In the second chapter of Emunah and Bitachon, he says when you have a person that has Bitachon, they behave in a totally different way to someone that doesn't. That rather than running after Nedivim and Sara and powerful people and influential people, rather than going down the proverbial rabbit hole of Hishtadlus, what do? They focus inwardly. They turn their hearts to Teshuvah, to Tefillah, to Tzedakah. Because they understand that there's a Gezeirah min HaShamayim. They understand that Hashem is knocking on the door, that Hashem is asking something from us. This isn't by chance. Chazanish in his letters, in Koivitz Igros Chazanish, says any situation that I find myself in, a human being can be mechazik their own emunah. Understanding that nothing in life is by chance. Every situation I find myself in is as a result of Hashem's hashkacha. And therefore, if I find myself in a challenging situation, I need to turn to the source. I need to turn to Hashem to remove the Raya HaGzeira, to remove the evil decree. And therefore, it's true, I need to do Hishtadlus. But I also understand that the Hishtadlus is not that which causes the outcome. It might be necessary to create a smokescreen behind which Hashem can operate, as it were. But Hishtadlus is so variable. Shadlus is so insecure. Chazanish writes that tefillah is a matter oiz biyad adam. It's a staff of strength. It's a tremendously powerful tool. We just need to know how to use it. We need to be able to internalize the reality of Hashem's existence, His presence in the world, His hashgacha, His providence, and how He creates situations so that we will turn to Him. Not the other way around. When our back's against the wall, we realize there is no human being in the world that can save us. That's Al Tivtuch Bin Divin. There is so much that can go wrong when another human being tries to help or tries to get involved. Human beings can try, but the outcome of all of our actions is always dependent on Hashem. And therefore we need to go to the source, to trust in Hashem, to daven to Hashem, to ask Hashem. Of course, we do our Hishtadlus. That's the world that Hashem created. But if this Hishtadlus is not accompanied by an even greater sense of bitachon, an even deeper and more profound awareness of who causes the outcomes to happen anyway, and we've missed the point. That's why we need to internalize this every single day. Al tivtecha bin divim, b'ven adam she'ein lo sishua. This isn't abrogating responsibility. This isn't leaving our seichel, our mind, our das at the door. Not at all. This is a profound awareness of where the ultimate outcome and results come from.